Tonight I'm going to talk about names. More specifically, the meanings behind names. Well, let me begin with mine. My name is Byeun Choi, and I like my name because of its uniqueness, one and the only one. I have not met one single person yet whose name is exactly the same as mine. Anyone, raise your hand. You've never met anyone whose name is exactly not like yours. One, two, three. We have some. Four there. That's good. Five there. Anyway, my parents have done a great job. And the meaning of my first name is Laurel Tree in the Cloud. Laurel Tree in the Cloud. My last name, Choi, means high as a mountain. So you put them together, laurel tree in a cloud, in the cloud, as high as a mountain. My parents gave me this name hoping that someday I would become someone important or exalted. Anyway, names are all important to all of us, and more so in the Bible. Did you know that God is in the business of giving names with meanings behind them? Let's take an example from today's readings. Jesus, which literally means God saves. Hebrew word for Jesus is Yeshua, from which the English name Joshua comes from. Now this name Jesus was given even before the birth of the baby. In other words, Jesus was born with a mission. He was to become the Messiah, the Christ, or the Anointed. His name determined his destiny, that he would heal and teach and serve humanity with God's love. His name also determined that he would sacrifice his own life on the cross to save the people from their sins. He also has the title Christ. The Christ has everything to do with Christmas. C-H-R-I-S-T has six letters before in the part of that Christmas. We all know that. So I think it is very appropriate for us to think about the name Jesus, God Saves, as we celebrate Christmas tonight. And in fact, in my humble opinion, it is far more important than any other topic we can talk about, such as decorations and shoppings and parties and presents and food and even peace in the world. To me, Christmas is all about God sent us a Savior. I'm going to very briefly bring out 3 points from there. Christmas is about God. Without God, there would be no Christmas. Celebrating Christmas without thinking and thanking God is meaningless, because Christmas is about the birth of Christ, and it is about God who planned the birth of Christ meticulously and flawlessly. God predestined Christ's birth before the creation of the universe, the Bible says. He initiated it, he planned it, he designed it, and he executed at the right time, at the right place, with the right people. So Christmas is all about God. The second thing about Christmas is that it's about us. Who says that Christmas is not about us? Of course, it is not about you, it's not about me. When we say, I deserve new car this Christmas, how many of us feel like that? No hand. That's good. I deserve new laptop this Christmas. Raise your hand. Oh, some hands like that. So if you just saying that I deserve some instant gratification, of course, then Christmas not for you or about you. But it is everything about us, because there would be no Christmas without us. Have you ever thought of it? Celebrating Christmas without thinking about who we are and without thinking about our spiritual needs of forgiveness is meaningless. Because without us, God would have no one to love, to forgive, and to save. In fact, God knows everything about us, doesn't he? He knows that we goof up all the time in our relationships with him and with each other. In other words, we trespass against each other all the time. We call sin. And there are always consequences for the sins that we commit. And the Bible calls that consequences death. First of all, spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death. And there comes the judgment afterward, the Bible says. But at the same time, God loves us so much that he wants to rescue us, spare us from the consequences of our sins. And that's why he came up with a plan. He prepared the Savior who would pay the wages of our sins and your sins and mine on our behalf so that we would go free. Imagine this. You owe $1 million to someone. And someone comes right in and say, hey, let him go. I'll take care of it. I'll pay off his debt. Wouldn't it be so wonderful? That's exactly what Christ has done as the Savior, so that we would go free from the consequences of the sins that we have committed, so that we would be in the presence of God eternally, forever. That leads us to the next point. Christmas is about the Savior. There would be no Christmas without the Savior, Jesus. Celebrating Christmas without taking Jesus as Savior is meaningless and disastrous. Let me tell you why. Because if you ignore and bypass, if I ignore and bypass the greatest gift of all that comes directly come from God and exclusively for you and me, it's going to be disastrous. And that gift of God is Jesus, the Savior for all sinners. Not just for a few good ones, not just for Jews or Gentiles, but Christ is the Savior for all. For you, for me, and for everyone in history. So tonight, God gives his Son, Jesus the Christ, to you because he loves you. Even if you are the only person, think this way, even if I'm the only person in the world to save, would God still send his Son, Jesus, to save me? The answer is absolutely yes. So tonight, accept Jesus the Messiah into your heart. Ask for forgiveness of your sins and you will receive the forgiveness through Jesus the Savior. Christmas is about God sent us a Savior. Now, tonight I'm going to invite some of you who never invited Jesus Christ into your hearts as your Savior and Lord. You know, come to think of it, Christmas is the day or night we have the biggest crowd in any congregation, besides Easter maybe. In other words, some of us, if not many of us, only go to church once a year or twice a year. And oftentimes when you go to Christmas Eve service, you hear very good, heartwarming messages, feel-good messages. So I want you to think about tonight, I'm going to take Jesus as my Savior and Lord. If you have not done it, and if you don't do it tonight, put it off, it may not happen again. So I want you to think about, I just humbly encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. So if you decide to do, I encourage you to stand up from where you are on your feet. If you've never done it, this is the time to do it. And at the end, everyone is standing up. You know, if you have done it, you don't have to. But if you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, acknowledging that, Lord, I need a Savior. Please do so tonight with me. I'm standing. And when I see some people standing, we'll say a prayer together. And anyone would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord tonight? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please remain standing and say after me the very simple prayer. And this is the most important moment in your life. The way I see it is that you are about to receive the greatest gift of all that would matter eternally. So say after me the following prayer, very simple prayer, four sentences, and just say after me. I'll go slow. Jesus, I take you as my Savior and Lord tonight. Forgive me my sins and cleanse me through your precious blood. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me and saving me from my sins and making me God's child. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you so very much. Thank you. You may be seated.